Our gospel reading this morning comes from the gospel according to John, the 20th chapter, beginning with the first verse. The holy gospel according to John. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter, and he reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and he went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, the one who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw, and he believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. And then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there. But she didn't know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be a gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and to your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the gospel of our Lord. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I think it was just before the pandemic that I began to notice a rooster crowing when I arrived at church on Sunday mornings. Now, Sundays are the only mornings that I get to church before sunrise, so that was the only day of the week that I heard the rooster crowing from one of our neighbor's yards at the end of the parking lot. Recently, I have heard that rooster crowing much more often. And it's not because I'm getting to church earlier. It's because Jake, that's what the preschool kids have named that rooster, has been set free to roam the church grounds and the neighborhood. Apparently, our neighbor was ready to be done with the whole urban chicken fad and has given away all of her hens, but didn't find a new home for Jake, so they set him free. Now he is a free-range rooster with no hens. No hens to tell him what time of day it is, so he crows throughout the day, all day. Every day. Our gospel reading this morning begins early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark. And there's no references to roosters crowing in our reading, but we know that the rooster already crowed on the night of Jesus' arrest and trial after Peter had denied Jesus three times. Now, maybe there were roosters crowing when Mary went to the tomb, or maybe it was still too early and the roosters hadn't woken up because it was still dark. We don't know. But we do know that it was light enough for Mary to see that that stone had been removed from the front of the tomb. So she ran to tell Peter and the disciple whom Jesus loved what she thought she knew, which is that they had taken Jesus' body away. Now, there's an interesting thing that happens in John's gospel. Actually, there's a lot of interesting things that happen in John's gospel. And if you've been worshiping with us since Christmas, you probably have heard one or two interesting things, hopefully. But this morning, I'm thinking about one thing specifically, and that's John's use of light and darkness. Now, we began to read from John's gospel on Christmas Day. We didn't read the birth story of Jesus. We read from John's prologue, the beginning of his book. In the beginning, John's book begins. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. And John's prologue reminds us of the beginning of the entire story that we find in the Bible. It reminds us of the original beginning, right? That began in the beginning, when God spoke everything into being. At that original beginning, we begin with the world, the earth being a dark, formless void. And then God, by God's voice, said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And then there was darkness and light on that first day of creation. Well, in the fifth verse of John's prologue in chapter 1, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Again, reminding us of creation. And then we read that there was a man named John who came and was sent to testify to the light. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light, the true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world in that light. That light, my friends, was the Word made flesh, God's only Son, who was betrayed and denied and arrested and crucified. He was laid in a tomb, and 3 days later, a woman named Mary came to the tomb in the dark. She came to the tomb in the dark, and the light was not there. You see, Mary didn't know where they had taken him, but her Lord was not there in the tomb where she expected to find him. Darkness in John's gospel is often used to demonstrate a lack of understanding or disbelief. Early in John, in the third chapter, we read about Nicodemus coming to Jesus at night in the dark. Nicodemus, you see, was confused. He didn't understand who Jesus was or what the mission of his ministry was, so he came out of his confusion with his questions. And Jesus told him that he must be born again. He must be born from above. And Nicodemus didn't get it, and that story ends with Nicodemus just returning back into the darkness. Following that story in chapter 4, we're not going to go through all the gospel, but in chapter 4 of John's gospel, we read the story of the Samaritan woman who encounters Jesus at the well in the middle of the day with the sun shining bright. And she and Jesus have an interaction, and Jesus tells her everything she has ever done. And she comes to understand that Jesus is the Messiah, the long-promised one, and she goes back to the village to tell the people of the village to proclaim that she has talked to this man who knows everything she has ever done. In the light of day, that Samaritan woman got it. And in the beginning of our reading, Mary doesn't understand what is taking place. It is still dark. It is still dark. Then, after Peter and that other disciple ran to the tomb, that other disciple, the one who Jesus loved, went into the tomb and he believed. And when they left, Mary is standing outside the tomb weeping. Is it light yet? Maybe. Maybe it's just beginning to be light, because now we read for the first time she looks into the tomb and she sees two angels in white where the body of Jesus should be. She goes in and she still doesn't understand what happened, because she asks the angels. and then ask Jesus himself where they have taken her Lord. When Jesus calls out to her by name, the darkness seems to fade. She turns and she calls him Rabboni. As the night turned into day, the darkness was overcome by the light as Jesus reveals himself in the tomb. Mary saw that he had indeed been resurrected, and she understood. She wanted to touch him. He said, "No, you can't touch him," and she went off to be the first witness, to testify, to proclaim that the Son has risen. Hallelujah. At sunrise on that first day of the week, Mary announced that the Son of God had been raised from the dead. That sunrise changed everything. It changed everything for Mary. It changed everything for the disciples. It changed everything for the Jewish authorities who had shouted, "Crucify him." It changed everything for the disciple whom Jesus loved. It changed everything for Jesus' mother, Mary, for Thomas, who wouldn't believe until he could put his fingers into the wounds in Jesus' hands and sides. It changed everything for Peter, who denied Jesus 3 times before the rooster crowed. It changed everything for them, and it changed everything for us. For all of God's creation, because the light has shined into the darkness and the darkness has not overcome it. And the light is continuing to shine. Even when, or especially when, we find ourselves in overwhelmingly dark and difficult times in our lives. You see, the Son of God was raised from the dead at a time when the people and the land was occupied by the Roman Empire. Sure, there was peace, if you understand peace to be a lack of war. But the people were not free. They were under Roman rule and occupation, whether they wanted it or not. There was corruption within the local government. And corruption even within the leadership of the church. It was not a good time in our world's history, and yet the Son of God came and was crucified, and rose from the dead, shining light into the darkness. Which brings us back to Jake. As a rooster, Jake is supposed to announce that the sun has risen as the light begins to overtake the darkness. However, Jake has taken to crowing throughout the day, as if he is announcing that the sun has risen after the fact. But does that make Jake wrong? Does it make him wrong? The sun has still risen, has it not? Even if it happened an hour ago, or 2 hours ago, or 12 hours ago, the sun has still risen, right? And the same is true of Jesus. The sun has risen. He rose over 2,000 years ago, but it makes it no less true for us to say that the sun has risen today. He is risen today. So, my friends, let's be like Jake, right? Not just announcing the rising of the sun of the sign of the first light of the day, but announcing the good news that the sun is risen. He is risen indeed all day, every day. Hallelujah. Amen.